Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Anton van Leeuwenhoek was the first person to observe and describe bacteria and one-celled protozoans. He mounted a small spherical lens between two metal plates and held this primitive microscope to his eye to view specimens mounted in a holder in front of the lens. The handheld microscope was about 3 inches or 76 centimeters long. The single lens was constructed so well that it could magnify about 270 times and see or resolve objects that were 1 micrometer in diameter. Leeuwenhoek reported his observations to the Royal Society in England and called his microscopic creatures animalcules. Leeuwenhoek made hundreds of these microscopes, each designed to view a particular kind of specimen. One of his microscopes is in the museum in Utrecht in the Netherlands. I taught a course in Amsterdam on the history of the microscope. I took my class to Utrecht to view the original Leeuwenhoek microscope. The curator brought out the microscope from a safe in the back room and sat it on the top of a glass showcase. I said, "Can I touch it?" His reply was, no, it's too valuable." I persisted, and he let me run my hand along the edge of the microscope. Then I shook hands with each of my students. I now show the students my right hand, and I tell them, "This is the hand that touched the microscope that Anton van Leeuwenhoek probably used to describe bacteria for the first time in human history." I also lay down on the top of a grave site in a church where Leeuwenhoek is buried. I now boast to people, my body was within 6 feet of Anton van Leeuwenhoek. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.